Welcome to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Quizmaster Lee. I'm joined by Quizmaster Mark Davis.
Hello, Lee. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
I'm good. Sounds like I'm coming in hot there. Everything okay?
You might be a little hot. You're always hot, baby.
Might be coming in a little hot there.
Well, so what happens is, at the beginning of the episode, you're real excited.
I get really pumped.
And then by the end, you turn down, so I adjust. And then you come back in and you're hot again.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I got to turn down because you're too hot.
You know?
Yeah.
Even me out a little bit.
That's why I use it.
Yeah.
That's what I use it for.
There you go.
I'm good, though. Yeah. Lately, I've been freestyling on my trivia. You know, I ask the teams for category suggestions at the end.
Right.
And so what I've been doing is, in order to promote the next week, I'll gather up the sheets and I'll read through the categories that people have written down that night. Mm-hmm. And then I'll try and freestyle questions off the top of my head.
Ooh.
About those. Like, they're not going to show up on next week's trivia, but I'll just try and do some stuff off the top of my head. I think people are into it.
You're just very flush with knowledge, so much so that you can you just got questions just to toss around.
I don't think that I could have done it when I first started hosting, but now that I'm like steeped in trivia, you know, and mm-hmm. with the help of the podcast, of course, some sticks more than others. So yeah, I mean, you know, reading a lot and sometimes even vocalizing it helps like record it even further as a quiz master. So I can feel my power growing. But we're gonna ask this other quizmaster here to freestyle with us today. We've got Quizmaster Adam from Adam's World Trivia, fashioning beer in Changchun, China.
Hello.
Hey, welcome. Welcome back to the States, man.
Ni hao.
Yeah.
Ni hao.
Ni hao. Ni hao. Yeah.
Ni hao.
Now, we talked ahead of time. You're not gonna ask us to identify the Chinese word for any farm animals or anything this time, right?
I've lined up 7 Chinese language questions for you guys.
Is it let me
7
double
automatic losses.
Let me double check though. Is it ni yung? Is that sheep?
Ni yung? You're putting me on the spot.
Uh oh. Well,
He's not very well versed.
I don't actually speak Chinese.
Oh, okay. Well, this was your question, so I just thought.
Yes, I know.
Now,
well, I'm, you know, as we've discussed,
I guess your freestyle skills you aren't as strong as mine.
Say it again.
Niung.
Oh, it's Yong.
Yong?
Yong.
Wow.
That's totally off.
Yeah.
Yong.
There's not. It doesn't start with an N.
And the character looks like the face of a sheep.
Like a little pictograph.
If you add some stuff like a nose.
It's like a pictograph, yeah.
Well, thanks again for organizing our international trivia experience. How did you feel like it turned out?
Oh, I thought it was pretty awesome. I think it turned into a great episode of the podcast, for sure. I thought it was really fun, and my local players there really enjoyed playing across the pond. So
that's awesome. Yeah, it was great to interact with them. You've been able to come to some of my and Mark's trivia since you've been back in the States. Any comments or feedback on either of our events for our listeners?
I have. You know, I've gone to Mark's trivia at Nice Guys for about 4 years in a row when I lived here.
Mm-hmm. So you're pretty well versed in his style.
Missing very few, yeah. And my stylings are very similar to his.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, Mark's trivia since I've been back in town has been great. And going to a few of your events, Lee, has been awesome too, because you've got your own style going.
Thanks, man.
You got extra stuff. Had a lot of fun doing those bonus point questions. I think those are pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah.
Those are a lot of fun.
I had a crazy one this week that I actually, you tried it out and nobody got it at that trivia. And then I gave it out ahead of time. And I even said, I'll give an additional bonus prize if anybody can solve it. even on top of the regular prizes and still nothing. So
nobody got it at all.
Yep.
Man.
So we'll see. And they seemed angrier last night.
Now you have me curious.
It's a code. So it's called the Dancing Man Code. And so what it is it's the name of the person who invented the Dancing Man Code written in the Dancing Man Code. So in order to get the bonus points, you have to answer the question, who invented the Dancing Man Code? And you can solve, if you can solve the code, it spells out the name of the inventor of it. So it's a decipher puzzle, basically.
Okay.
And there was a little extra hint that I provided, because there's in the, when you have the Dancing Man, and in the, just as a little, the hint was, hats off to new beginnings. And so as a hint to the puzzle, or to the code itself, whenever the Dancing Man has his hat off, It is the beginning of a new word. So you could kind of guess it's a three-word name.
Okay.
And you could see the number of letters.
Tim Berners-Lee.
No, it wasn't. That's the guy who invented the web, right?
But, yeah. But
oh,
yeah.
I'm just showing off here. Don't mind me. Yeah. Don't mind
that
me.
That was one of your questions.
Yeah. So the answer, though, and people were like, you know, how, well, Adam, well, I mean, what was your reaction?
What was my reaction to the...
Spoiler free. I guess if Mark wants to try it,
yeah, I'd like to give it a shot.
Yeah, let's not spoil it.
Okay. Yeah. So if
you're... I liked the puzzle.
Okay.
I liked the puzzle.
I'll post it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to post it in the show notes as a link so you could try it if you're listening. But if you are too curious and you don't feel like trying it out, if you Google Dancing Man Code, you can read all about it. But I won't spoil it here. But
okay.
Yeah, that's been fun, you know, adding some new bonus points and stuff like that. So, yeah. Yeah, so any other updates for your players back home in China before you return on your trivia or any news? Anything that you've been doing as a quizmaster in your time off to prepare for the next season?
Other than just writing questions to try and get a little bit ahead, I think because I went to Alaska at the start of the summer, I think people can expect a more frequent than not Alaskan themed questions.
Okay, so you're gonna have some Alaska stuff.
Writing organic questions and
because you just keep like a notepad in your phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anytime you come across a little tidbit of information, you log that bad boy.
So I got a bunch of Alaskan stuff coming. I'll spread it out across the next year. But
anything for us today?
I could ask. I could ask an Alaska one today.
What have I done?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Fairbanks.
Just gonna shut my mouth right now.
Yeah, probably a good idea.
All right, cool. Well, let's go ahead and get into our weekly wrap-up. So on Monday at the palace, the world is a moist place and I am no longer afraid to die. We set the highest score yet at the Palace Pub and Wine Bar with 101 points, one for every Dalmatian. They also hold the record for the highest winning score ever at a no-nonsense trivia event. That's 134 points at our Halloween trivia last year. And they are also, I looked into some stats, they're the second most winningest team in No Nonsense with 17 victories to their credit. So that's pretty cool.
Who's the first?
Squeaky Chairs have 20 at number three. Squeaky Chairs at 20, Moist Team 17, the Wet Boys 14.
And we haven't ridden in a while.
Mm-mm. Been a long time.
Been a long time.
So six wins, you're within reach of the top right there. You want to guess who's next?
Seth.
11, Seth.
Fantastic.
And then Peanut the dog with 8 victories. So
yeah, not bad.
Well, we're building up stats, local stats. There you
Sorry,
go.
Sorry, is Peanut the dog that racist dog that I've heard about?
Oh, yeah, that's it. Exactly.
That dog's
exactly
super racist.
Oh yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Very good at trivia though. at Gather on Tuesday, Ender's Game. Adam, that was your team. You won with a 4-point lead over Tarpon Charlie's, both teams losing the first round to Left of Sanity. But you guys were able to pull it off with, again, 101 points. Just total coinky-dink. You also got the Dalmatian score.
Well done to us.
Yep. And then on Wednesday at Bury Me Brewing, after sweeping the first two rounds, House Snow lost out to newcomers Pootie Tang, Wadate, who relied on their World of Warcraft creature knowledge to secure the victory with a 4-point lead, but they only had 56 points by the end of the evening. Still, a rather low winning score. Bit of a tough quiz that night, I guess. And at number three on Thursday, we're just going to have to see because I haven't done it yet. Mark, how did your teams do at trivia on Wednesday?
They did very well. We had on Wednesday must have been a day for people getting their sweep broken because we had Brave Shart win the first two rounds. That was Adam and Fletcher, Kristen, Jamie, etc.
That's one of those names that you love it, but you also hate it.
I just love it.
Because I'm like, Brave, all right, Shart. Ooh, not fun.
Their last round, they were beaten by Triple D's BS Fuckface. The Fuckface team, again, stealing it from the last round with a score of 45 points, narrowly beating Brave Shart, who got 42 points.
Fuckface versus Brave Shart.
I know. What a world we live in.
Sounds like a Bloomhouse.
And the Fuckface people had so many people, they broke up into two teams. So there was King Fuckface and Triple D's BS Fuckface.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah.
Right on.
Very good.
Okay. Well, if you want to play No Nonsense Trivia live in the coming weeks, you have some opportunities to do so. Tonight, Monday, August 5th at 7 p.m., we're at Pal's Pub and Wine Bar, located in Cape Coral, Florida. The categories will include The Office, Riverdale, Pokemon, Coffee, U.S. History, Music Theory, and The Sun, as well as more categories coming your way. The final question category will be classic movies selected by the Cortez Gang. They were some unruly boomers that came out, and they were complaining about all the youth questions. And I said, come out to some of our other events. We got trivia for older people at the other ones. I had to throw it back at them a little bit. Tuesday, August 6th, we'll be back at Gather in Cape Coral for trivia. That one also starts at 7 p.m. The categories that night will be How I Met Your Mother, The Culinary Arts, Guitar Parts, Words and Phrases, Anime, Tennis, and more. Final wager question category will be 90s music, selected by Big Fact Hunt. Big Fact Hunt is what I'm saying. And then Wednesday, August 7th, 2019, will be at Bury Me Brewing Company at 7 p.m. The Meat Cottage will be there with their authentic German food offerings. Categories for the quiz will include... Oh, that's old. I didn't update that shit. You know what?
What?
Surprise time. It's going to come out and get surprised, but I will let you know that the final category will be Rockstar Games, selected by Three Horsemen. So that'll be the wager category that night. Afterwards, you can check out Trivia at Nice Guys Pizza, hosted by Mark Davis. Starts at 9 in the Cape.
Hi.
Thursday, August 8th, we'll be at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar at 7:30 p.m. The Meat Cottage will join us there as well. Categories for the Number 3 quiz will be determined soon, because I haven't done it yet, so I haven't collected the things. It's, you know, the perils of recording on a Thursday.
The Meat Cottage was commission.
Yep.
There for a night because of the bad weather.
Young Clemens messaged me and said, please give our apologies to your players. You know, we regretfully cannot make it.
That sucks.
So Burger Q got a little extra delivery business last night.
There you go.
Nice.
Which, you know, well deserved. They're pretty good. Check them out if you're in the Fort Myers area. You can find out more information about our quizzes and all of our live events online at nononsensetrivia.com. All of the No Nonsense events are free to play. You can win prizes after every round. Join us.
Won't you?
Adam, when do you think, if you have a date, when do you think your trivia is going to resume at Fashioning Beer?
Ooh.
Do you know that?
I think earliest, since I fly out next Thursday, the earliest would be the following Wednesday. So the 14th of August.
Nice. So if you're in Changchun, China, call them up and say...
Call up the city.
Yeah, call them up and say, make sure... That we're all going.
Yes. Can I please speak to Changchun?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. This is Mark Davis.
Yeah.
I want to make sure. I want to make sure we're all going.
This is Changchun speaking.
No, but make sure you go check that out if you happen to be there. I don't know. If we even have stats for China listenership. Do we? Have we ever talked about that?
I don't think so.
That information is. It doesn't make its way back. You listen, right?
I do.
Yeah. Do you have a service that you listen through? Like a particular app or
Apple Music?
Apple Music,
yeah.
Okay,
or whatever.
Have you
whatever
rated,
the built-in
have you rated
podcast
us 5 stars?
Services. Yeah,
I don't believe him.
I don't believe you.
I don't think he has.
I wrote a review.
Okay, we'll see.
He did actually.
I'll read it.
It's
live.
All coming back to me now.
Oh, okay. Well then, good.
You can read it live. That's cool.
All right. Let's go ahead and take a break, and then come back with some trivia.
So what's the status of that review, Adam? Did you do it or not? Did you leave the review?
I believe I did.
I thought so. Remember, I was on your side.
I left this review, let me see. It looks like I left it 1 year and 1 day ago.
In July. In July of 2018. That's exactly when I was thinking.
It says, almost as good as live trivia, exclamation point.
It's all coming
Since
back.
Recently moving far, far away, I have missed playing trivia with these guys every week. This podcast is almost as good as the real thing. It's got all the hard questions and funny banter without the drunk people yelling out answers.
Which you're accustomed to. We heard. We saw it.
Yes.
And you could hear it on the track. I mean, you put up with a lot of abuse.
A lot more, I think, than most.
Yeah. I feel bad.
Well, like,
I mean,
well, like you, well,
despite
like,
my story last week, that was an every hour occurrence from what we saw. I mean, people were physically touching you.
Yes.
Right? Grabbing you.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Well, like he mentioned before, though, it's due to him knowing all of them very well, which I think is a different thing altogether.
It's all in good
fun. Your situation with a woman who didn't know you at all, I would rather take 20 hecklers of people that I know, 20 Jamie Carmichaels, then
I don't know,
one.
Man. I was listening, and I don't know.
Horrifyingly. That story was horrifying.
It was, but still, man, when we were Skyping, I was like, man, they are wild over there. I muted the mic, and I was like, Mark, can you believe this? I'm shocked. But anyways, thank you for leaving such a positive review, Adam. And if you're listening, please go leave us a review on your favorite podcast platform. And Mark, how dare you for not believing that Adam left it? We're going to punish you by making you go first.
You didn't believe it first either.
But I before we took our break, I remembered it. I remembered it. I was on his side.
All right, here's your first question.
Okay.
What is the real character name of McDreamy from Grey's Anatomy? I want the name of the character that everybody calls McDreamy on Grey's Anatomy.
Mm-hmm. Which one is McDreamy?
Well, he's kind of a salt and peppered.
That's the older one, right?
Yeah. He's the male lead, I would say.
Because there's also McSteamy.
That's what?
That's another character on the show.
What? Don't tell me that.
It is.
Oh, no.
Doctor? I think I'm going to start us off.
That's a title.
His name is Doctor, and then you, like, I'm just going to have you fill in. So, Dr.
Mac Dreaminson. Mac Dreaminson. McCready Dreaminson. Dr. McCready Dreaminson.
McCready is a really good first name.
Yeah, is it a first name?
No, it wasn't.
Have you? Yeah, I just...
I mean, anything I'm can be a first here. Name.
I'm sussing.
Lee, have you seen the show at all?
I think I saw the first season.
Me too.
Around the year 2005. So about 14 years ago. And I have not seen an episode since.
I completely agree and concur.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the first season around the time it was on.
Maybe back before McDreamy was McSleepy. Maybe a long time ago. McNappy.
He's McSleepy now?
Well, I'm saying before he was McDreamy.
Uh-huh.
Maybe he was just McSleepy.
He wasn't dreaming.
He hadn't
dreaming
hit that McREM.
The sleep dream.
He wasn't dreaming before.
I see.
Yeah.
Wow, he that's deep.
McDreamless.
That's McDeep. McDreamless. And now I want a McDouble, all this McTalk. I have no idea. Robert? Bob?
I have nothing.
Greg?
I have nothing on it.
Do you guys know the name of the actor?
Can't remember it.
No.
I know that he's really into car racing, and he's like a professional race car driver as well.
If you were to ask me what is the nickname of the hot male doctor on Grey's Anatomy, I might be able to suss McDreamy.
I would have gotten that one easy.
But beyond that, I can't even remember. I remember, wasn't the lady lead in that show in Knocked Up? Was that the
very good question.
She was the lead in that?
Heigl?
Yes. Catherine?
Yes. Catherine Heigl.
I think she was in that show.
And she was
the lead, though. I don't think she's
This is
the
how
lead.
Little I know about Grey's Anatomy. Anyways,
the lead is
I don't
the
know.
Other woman.
I'm tapping on this one.
So the actor's name is Patrick Dempsey.
Yep.
That was originally going to be my question. Mm. But the character's name is Derek Shepherd.
Oh,
McDreamy.
I remember.
Derek.
See, earlier, I think, Lee, you didn't understand what we were doing. Earlier, I said doctor, and then what I wanted you to say was Shepherd.
Yeah. You blew
that
it.
Was what I
Shepherd?
Wanted you to do.
Why? From Lost? Dr. Jack Shepherd? That's a different
show.
Derek
Shepherd.
So the name of the character, So the answer to that question
is Derek finish it Shepherd. Off with the right answer.
Oh, really? Wait, did you know? What are you saying right now?
Stop, Adam.
Oh, Lord.
He's just clowning you.
Lord in heaven.
Hold the phone.
He's giving you a hard time.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Adam's ability to straight face.
This is too dry. It's too dry.
It's very dry. He is one of the best at straight faced bullshitting that I've ever met.
So you did not know that his name was Derek Shepherd at all?
No. But I knew that it started with Doctor.
That's not his name. Doctor is a title.
But he was using that as a start for you. He's saying, I'm going to start and then you fill it in.
I'm saying that's a zero. It's not part of his name. It's a total zero.
All right.
That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
Fair enough.
Let's continue.
Yeah. It's your turn.
Oh, no. Are we going?
Well, we always go. Come on. What? You're going to screw up the we always go.
We always go counterclockwise.
No.
We always go counterclockwise. No. Like this.
Absolutely not.
I got to go next?
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe we do always go counterclockwise. No, we're going the right way. It's the way it goes.
Are you sure? The order. I like that the order is based on like a visual cue that no one listening.
Now they understand.
Now some fan will map it out.
They can visualize. They can visualize the where no everyone nonsense sits.
Studio.
Gil is going to
to Adam's right, a framed photo of Stone Cold Steve Austin autographed.
To my left, a large McDonald's sweet and a half sweet, half unsweet tea. And in front of me, Lee asking question number one.
The category is 1980s MTV. And I'm just going to shout out that this was inspired by a question that I saw on the trivia subreddit. Mm. However, I did some more digging and found out even more information.
I subbed that.
Beyond the original. So, well, you might recognize this then. But I think you guys could suss it anyway. Okay. I think this is a fairly sussable question for especially men of your advanced age, because it's 1980s MTV. What stop-motion animated music video from the 80s holds the record for most MTV Music Video Award nominations, as well as the record most number of plays for a single on the channel of all time? So it's got most number of plays, as well as most nominations for the MTV Music Video Award.
Stop motion, 80s.
So I did see this question on the trivia subreddit.
Shout out to that user, whoever they might be.
Something along the lines. Mm-hmm. Cannot remember the answer.
I thought this was a great question.
It is good. Mm-hmm. Super good.
Most plays. So good song and stop motion animation. Well, one of the first stop motion animation videos I think of regarding the 80s is Land of Confusion.
Hmm.
It's all claymation.
Now, I know that part of this video was created at least partially by some Wallace and Gromit people. So, if I remember correctly, it is certainly claymation. This one is. But I'm not sure if... And it has some chickens in it.
Yeah, I think it might be Land of Confusion.
I'm not going to be much help on the name, but I can remember other interesting facts about the
video. Yeah, give me other interesting facts.
Because
I know the video. I actually watched it pretty recently.
The Wallace and Gromit guys did the chickens. There are chickens in the video.
Mm-hmm.
The same director did another popular animated video. I can't remember.
This is
really rough.
You're having a lot of accurate memories. This about is a the rough additional. Sus. Yeah, I mean, the fact that you can't get the song though is like it's the most important detail you could have memorized.
I think for me, I fixate on those more obscure things and tend to care less, unfortunately, about like
Mark. You can't sing anymore. Or we're gonna have to pay a licensing fee. Serious? No, I'm just kidding. But maybe seriously, I don't know. We'll run that past our legal team.
I just saw an email come in, Lee. Oh, wait, this isn't live.
Cease and desist.
So what do we got here, gentlemen?
Oh.
What other facts can you give me? Chickens, Wallace and Gromit? You said you could give me a lot of facts. Is that
it? I said two? I'm just sort of like, yeah, that seemed like a lot.
That's not all.
It seemed like more in my head.
I just don't know that Land of Confusion would be like the most played video of the 80s.
Does it have chickens?
It's got a bunch of weird stuff.
I say we go with it.
Lee, did you say of the 80s or of that year?
The 80s. No, for what? What's the qualifier?
What was the question again? One more time.
It was of all time.
Of all time.
Most plays by a single of all time on the channel.
God.
No, no.
Obviously not including like MTV.com and internet. So, you know, there's kind of like a stopping point where they stopped playing music videos and the newer songs couldn't. Who knows what would have been if the MTV
could
had stayed.
Could it be Take On Me? MTV. No, there's no chickens. There's no claymation. Yeah, let's go with Land of Confusion, Genesis.
Okay. So, interestingly, Land of Confusion was nominated for several of the video categories that year, but lost them all to this video. Which, if you know, Land of Confusion by Genesis is with Phil Collins singing.
Mm-hmm. Sledgehammer?
Yes, it is Sledgehammer by Peter Gabriel.
Damn it.
Yes, the former Genesis frontman.
Does it have chickens?
It does.
I'm remembering the right thing.
That's right.
Good.
Yep.
Good for me.
Stephen R. Johnson is the director of Sledgehammer. Jim Ukic is the director of Land of Confusion. Uh-huh. So shout out to both of them, though, for making some iconic music videos.
Yeah.
But Sledgehammer takes the cake. Sledgehammer? Great video, too.
Indeed. Mm. Ex-Genesis singer. How perfect. All right, Adam.
Okay. So my first question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is a general knowledge question.
Okay.
Product origins question. The two chief uses of the zipper in its early years were for closing boots and tobacco pouches. In 1925, zippers entered the clothing market as a means of closing which popular article of clothing made by Scott NYC? Might be shot, actually. S-C-H-O-T-T.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Shot. Yeah. Scott. Probably. Sorry, I'm not sure.
Shot. I'm guessing like Marge Schott, ex-owner of the Reds.
Yeah, the original racist of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Well, not the original. I wonder if there's the any relation. Of her day. Oh, yeah. Who knows? Probably. Maybe. How'd she get all that money?
Zippers. YKZ.
Zippers. Yeah, is NYC.
YKZ, is that it?
NYC.
I believe you're thinking of YKK.
YKK, yeah, you're right.
The Japanese zipper company.
I'm confusing that with YYZ, the Rush song.
So my thought is buttonfly pants were probably replaced by zippers somewhat early, right? I mean, that seems like it would be the most frequent thing that you would be attaching and detaching, you know, throughout the day. Maybe a jacket, but
I was thinking jacket. But it's one of those where you've got a couple easy ones. It's got to be one of those, or it's got to be something sneaky. So it's not boots.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it is boots.
He already said boots, right? The question was they were originally for boots
and tobacco pouches, mm-hmm. which I think is
so. I don't think it could be either of those.
There's just a limited number of things here. Is it a shirt? No.
See, but
a zippered shirt.
That's my point. Is that it might be something tricky like that. So it's either that we know that it's going to be pants or jacket, so you just have to choose one, or it's something that's like bizarre, like socks or some shit.
No, I'm vetoing socks as an answer.
Well, I was just using that,
but I'm saying there's a limited. We can suss this. There's a limited number of articles of clothing.
Absolutely.
Is it a hat? No. Is it socks? No. A zippered hat?
Yeah.
What are you going to zipper?
The back.
You're going to zipper up the back and not the front?
Yeah, maybe. Before they had snapbacks and fitted hats, maybe they had zippers.
No, I don't buy it.
The famous zipper,
I'm vetoing hats. Back the hats. Zippered back hat.
Zip back.
Catching your hair in it.
What have you done?
All right.
Don't invent the zip back catching now. Not here, not now.
Can you imagine that? Zipping
your hat. What about a dress?
Now we're talking.
Skirt.
Too early for the skirt, right? Dress makes sense.
Well, not too early for the mini, or too early for the mini skirt, yes, but I don't know about just like a general skirt.
1925.
dress might be good.
I like that. There's less pants probably being worn, less trousers being worn at that time than there are dresses. More dresses, I'm thinking.
Out of curiosity, would you differentiate between slacks and jeans, or is pants an acceptable answer?
I would want you to be specific, I think.
Could be jeans. Could be the... Well, fuck. Trying to think of like fashion, like if jeans were kind of coming around then and becoming more of a worn thing.
No.
Levi Strauss.
No. Not till the 50s and 60s jeans really come to prominence. So the 20s, it's before World War II. Dresses is a great, great answer for this.
Let's go with dresses.
Yeah.
We're going to go with dresses.
Where's it? Wait. Leather jackets.
Ah, leather jackets.
Still sold by that same company. You can still walk into their NYC shop or go
their
to
shot
their website.
Shop. The shot shop?
Go to their website and purchase a leather jacket with a
sweatshot.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Jacket. Well,
I would have put it on a dress
first.
Would
you have taken jacket, or would you want a leather jacket?
I think leather jacket was like very specifically the answer. So I would have had to have a leather jacket. I think.
All right, here's your second question from me. What president was the first whose inauguration was televised?
The first debate, the first televised debate was Nixon and JFK. So I remember reading about everyone who listened to it on the radio, since TV was early, thought that Nixon had won, and everyone that watched it on TV thought JFK had won because Nixon was sweaty and had shifty eyes.
Right.
And when, so I'm thinking...
Looking like Kamala Harris.
We got to go with one of those presidents.
So Nixon lost, and he didn't become president until later. So it wasn't him. JFK. He was a single term president, right? I mean, of course I know that he was assassinated, but he was not. This was not Nixon versus JFK going around for round two, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. So it could be him, but...
I mean, it still could... So I think it's... I think it's one of... I think we're in the right era because I know for a fact that was the first... That was the first...
Yeah. I don't think that JFK's inauguration was televised, though.
Could it have been Johnson? Would he give an...
Johnson followed Kennedy, right?
Yeah. Do they give an inauguration? They don't, do they?
He was sworn in Air Force One, I believe, or a different airplane.
That's what I'm saying.
I think
like,
he was
they're
in
not
the
going to do an inauguration.
So who is after him? Gerald Ford?
When was Nixon?
Oh, wait. Oh, no, this is bad. This is where things start getting muddled in my mind.
Because Nixon was after JFK, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of assumed Nixon would follow Johnson, but I'm not good at president order.
I think, kind of stuff. Richard Nixon. They definitely got his resignation on TV.
I mean,
sock it to me.
Oh boy.
I mean,
do you remember what show that was from?
Mm-mm.
That he said he was on. This was a question on the podcast.
What was it?
That he was on a show? Nixon was?
Yeah, the catchphrase of the show was "Sock it to me."
Sock it to me.
Yeah, and he was on it, and they cut to him. Like they made a reference to Nixon, and then they cut to him in the room, and he goes, "Sock it to me."
Yeah, I can't remember.
I think it's isn't it Runnin?
Oh no, Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In.
Laugh-In, yes, that's right. Yeah,
didn't help with.
Kept thinking,
question.
Sorry, I lied.
So
but I was
yeah,
like, they didn't notice anything like that.
Nixon. For some reason in my mind, it's Johnson. Maybe they swore him in. The inauguration is the swearing in, right? Like that is the name of the event where the swearing in occurs.
Don't you think the name would be swearing in?
No. They have a fancy name for it. They got a much fancier name for that.
Yeah, but in an emergency, though, do they do an inauguration? Because he just gets sworn in, you know, in the hospital, on Air Force One, whatever, wherever he is.
Right.
When the president dies, he is immediately sworn in. Mm-hmm. So then does he later do an inauguration or not?
I say yes, because there's other things probably involved in the inauguration that are ceremonial in nature that they felt appropriate to be done. So I want to say Johnson. I feel like when he asked the question, that was the first name that came into my head.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And it might be Nixon, but I feel like there's a reason that Nixon...
Let's go with your gut.
Yeah. Johnson.
Johnson.
The correct answer is Harry Truman.
Truman.
Really?
Harry Truman.
I don't even remember where he sits into this whole equation. Was he after JFK?
He was...
Before.
No, he was before.
Yeah.
So his... Yeah, they didn't... Mm. I don't think they televised the debates...
Right.
In part because they just didn't
that
think.
That was maybe a false positive on my part there, thinking that, oh, well, they're televising the debate like they've just recently got television.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, well. A wasted sus.
Yep.
A spent
there
sus.
There is no such thing.
A spent sus.
There's no such thing.
All right. I've got a monster trucks question for you guys. How's your monster truck knowledge?
Bad.
Super good.
Well, oh, great. Okay.
No, very bad.
Too bad then. That's all right, because I'm going to ask you to identify the original monster truck. Gravedigger may be one of the most popular monster trucks, mm-hmm. having debuted in 1981. But what is known as the original monster truck as marketed by Truckorama promoter Bob George in 1979?
Has to be Bigfoot.
Yeah.
It's the only other monster truck I know.
I know it's not, two trucks.
Right.
And I was very perturbed when I heard Lee say Gravedigger in the question, because I was like, there's 50% of my truck knowledge.
But
great.
Is the glass half empty or is it half full? It's like, well, you knocked out one, so it's good to know. It's kind of like confirmation bias. It's like, well, that was one of the ones I thought was a truck, and it is. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we're going to go with Bigfoot.
That's right. It is Bigfoot.
Yes. Okay.
How is our Bigfoot? How's our monster truck knowledge? Pretty fucking good, Lee.
We know twice as much as we need to. I'll tell you that much.
That's great.
All right, Adam.
My next question. Okay. Let's see. Well, Mark, should I give you a choice?
Do not do this.
Please do.
I was just waiting. Yeah, Lee can choose for me.
Oh no! You'll choose, Mark.
I just want to hear what the choices are.
How about you can either have a geography question or a history question?
History. Do you agree, Mark?
I don't care. That's how I feel.
History.
History it is.
Ooh. I don't feel bad about choosing.
Oh, boy.
I feel great. It's fine. I wouldn't have gotten the geography one anyway. I guarantee it.
I'll just ask that one later.
Oh, man.
All right. So what natural disaster began in 1918 and killed 50 to 100 million people, about 5% of the total population, making it one of the most deadly natural disasters in human history?
1918?
Mm-hmm.
50 to 100 million people?
Correct. Approximately 5%. Of the Earth's population.
And you don't say where this happened.
This happened on the planet Earth. Okay. where 5% of her population was
in 1918. Hers.
Mother Earth, Mark.
Father Earth.
Natural?
Natural.
1918.
I want to say it's a tsunami. That might sound stupid, though. What could just murk a whole bunch of motherfuckers in one fell swoop?
I'll give you a small geographic hint.
No geography.
A small geographic hint.
A geographic hint may as well not be a fucking hint.
Right. Well, no, but because you asked where did this happen? And I said Mother Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a pretty good hint because it people died from this natural disaster on every continent.
Is it one thing?
Suss away.
Well, what I'm asking is...
Suss away. Sashay away. That's our version of sashay away. Suss away.
So you're saying...
All the deaths are from this same natural disaster.
Natural disaster. I mean, what's not natural? Everything's natural, right? Except artificial things.
Famine? Is that a natural disaster?
Mm-hmm. Hmm. 1918. The Great Depression.
It's not a natural disaster.
Everything's natural, Mark. It's made by humans. Humans are part of nature. The Dust Bowl.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Potato famine. Because you got to think, like, he said every, including Antarctica.
Yeah. I said every.
Fucking people living in Antarctica.
One out of every 20 that were living there at the time. Nobody was there in 1918. Rolled into Munson. Did they even get there by 1918?
Well, so one of them did.
Yeah, and then they died because they missed their rendezvous point.
In researching this question, I did find out that there was a science, like there is a science installation there, I believe, at the time.
And someone died.
Because of this natural disaster.
Mm-hmm.
Expressly.
Mm-hmm.
1918.
This is a good question.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's an answer that it's pisses so good, me I'm the mad. Fuck off. I have a feeling it's gonna have some answer. I'm just like, you son of a bitch.
Well, what do we got so far?
Well, I mean,
how about a resurgence of the bubonic plague? That happens every now and then. But to hit every continent, the plague goes to Antarctica.
Is the natural disaster war? Is the natural disaster just us killing ourselves? Is it humans?
That would be very poetic.
World War One.
It's too early for World War One, isn't it?
War natural? I was thinking it was too late for World War One.
1918? Maybe it's just right on time.
Always be in the middle.
The Dust Bowl.
The Dust Bowl.
Agriculture in America. Gone. All of its exports, if they're exporting agriculture, gone.
The UK.
Not getting those grain imports.
Potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
What are the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Famine.
Pestilence.
Mm-hmm. War. White Claw.
Yeah, you want to go with famine?
I guess if that's pretty vague, but like he said, natural event. You said event, right?
So drought,
natural disaster.
Mm-hmm. Drought.
We're gonna say
One of the most deadly natural disasters in human history.
We're gonna say drought.
It was, of course, the Spanish flu.
The Spanish flu.
That's a resurgence.
I thought
of
we
the
weren't
plague.
Supposed to forget the Spanish Inquisition. The Spanish flu needs a catchy comedy sketch.
Damn.
One of
which I guess we're providing
most deadly natural disasters.
Wow.
In human history.
All right. So Spanish flu. So you don't really have any additional information about that or anything?
Like
or?
Why it happened?
Anything. I mean,
super contagious.
Yeah.
People eating rats.
Transported, like, you know, country to country. You know, people were carrying it before they're and transmitting it before symptoms appeared, like all kinds of stuff like that.
It was just a big old mystery.
And if I hope I'm remembering it correctly, I believe it did reach the science installation at like on Antarctica.
Wow. All right, we're going to take a little break, and then we'll be back in round two with some more trivia with Adam. We are back in round two. So, Mark, I know you had some criticisms for that last question from Adam. Are we good?
I just think that I've never really heard of an illness referred to as a natural disaster. And though I do see how it would be, I guess, natural because it is.
There's no human cause.
I think we've all been at a trivia where a one word can make the difference in a misunderstanding in the way that a question is phrased. Like at Gather this last week, there was a question about what kind of radiation is named after that emits from a black hole is named after the scientist that theorized its existence. And I think listening to that question, you might be thinking, well, they're talking about who theorized the existence of black holes. But it's actually who theorized the existence of the black hole radiation, the radiation that's emitted by it. Mm-hmm. So it's just very the way the questions are worded. Quizmasters, be careful.
Well, a natural disaster, you know, the Wikipedia article says a natural disaster is a major adverse event resulting from natural processes of the earth. Examples are floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, tsunamis, and other geological processes, which would lead you to believe like something happening with the earth. That is nature, and you know whether or not it affects humans, it doesn't matter. It's just something that happens.
But then it says, when
you look up the Spanish flu, it says
making it one of the deadliest natural disasters in human history.
So it seems like it kind of like and you know, of course, we all know that Wikipedia is not the be all end all, but it seems to kind of go against itself on one page saying a geological event and on the other page calling it a natural disaster. So it is what it is.
At least we didn't give any gift cards out.
True. All I know is that
to go back and collect them.
And this is the thing that like as far as guessing cold, you know, it may matter that natural disaster was the words used, but as far as the stats are concerned and the facts are concerned, it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. You know, what we guessed did not kill 5% of the population, did not, you know. So at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's why I think it's so handy to give extra information facts, that where it's like, well, guess what? Even as it goes, you know, didn't kill this number of people.
And for that question, you know, I do side with you a little bit, thinking like, okay, that's almost a trick question, putting a natural disaster there. But.
Because it leads you down a path.
Mm-hmm. But Lee did start talking about diseases. You were sussing out.
Oh, yeah.
Could it be the plague?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the thing. I was automatically like, well, that's not a natural disaster, which is what led me away from it. But, you know, again, it is what it is. And I harbor no ill will, no ill intention.
It's good. We have healing here in the studio, folks. Healing has occurred.
All right, let's go heal with another second round of trivia.
Who's Lee? Kicking it off?
You?
Me?
Yeah.
What? Okay. Well, let me throw some categories at you, see what you want.
Oh, great.
Well, Mark, here's the thing. One of these I think you're going to get. So if you want to just step back
I'll let him.
But if you don't know it, feel free to jump in and suss. But I just have a feeling. And Adam,
I don't know
your pop culture.
With a solo.
Interests. So you know
that it's very slim.
Okay, here we go. This is a question about South Park. South Park is the category.
South Park.
Like tree trunks from Adventure Time, honey. In the 1995 video that served as a pilot for the series South Park, who does Jesus face off against in battle? Do you know this, Mark?
Oh, man.
I thought you would know this for sure. So you have a look of trepidation on your face. Maybe you want to suss.
I have a guess. I think it's the devil.
I mean, that's the obvious
point. And I know it sounds really obvious, but I can almost see it in my mind's eye.
That's the first thing I thought of, too. But also, then I went down the road of Santa Claus. I feel like that could happen as well. I'm not a huge South
Park
fan.
That would definitely be a South Park thing to have happen.
Right. Jesus fighting Santa Claus over, like, what to call the holidays. I mean, 1995.
I was going to say, I don't think that was much of an issue back then. We were still, I think we're all just saying Merry Christmas still.
Yeah.
No one gave a shit. Back in my day.
Right. You might be right. Could it be Hitler?
Can you repeat the question?
Absolutely, I will. In the 1995 video that served as a pilot for the series South Park, who does Jesus face off against?
I really want to say it's the devil. I don't know that that's for sure, but I'm not saying it's definite and you got to go with it.
It was my first thought as well.
It could be like the chef. Could be someone in South Park.
Could be.
Could be Les Claypool.
Kenny.
Bassist and singer. Oh, yeah. It could be Kenny. He always gets killed.
He does.
Jesus could kill him. Oh, my God. He killed Kenny.
Oh, my God. Jesus killed Kenny. Doesn't ring a bell. What do you want to do?
I just want to go with the devil.
All right. We're going to go with the devil.
Both original tapes, the first one in 1992 and then later the 1995 tape that served as the pilot, were both called The Spirit of Christmas. In 1992, Jesus faced off against Frosty, but in 1995, the tape in the industry, they went up against Santa. Jesus went up against Santa.
Yep. Davis.
I am going to stop sussing altogether because all I'm doing is leading people astray. It's like my Ray Romano impression. Just going the way of the buffalo.
Oof.
All right. Here is your next question. Where is it? Former Supreme Court Justices William Rehnquist, Sandra Day O'Connor, and Anthony Kennedy all graduated from what Palo Alto University? You got a funk look on your face, Lee.
Palo Alto.
In New York City. No, I'm just kidding. It's in California, right?
Yeah, it's where
California.
It's where Columbia? Microsoft was born.
Is Columbia there?
Wasn't it Microsoft that was born in Palo Alto?
Mm-hmm.
Or was it Apple? Or was it Apple?
Or no, is it Apple?
Apple. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is Columbia University in California? Columbia Law School?
Mm-mm.
No?
Columbia's in Chicago? New York? New York.
Columbia's so many in universities in New York and colleges in New York, I don't know.
There's a lot of good law schools in New York. Palo Alto.
I remember seeing this because I watched C-SPAN. I remember seeing this when they were doing like a retrospective and talking about how Sandra Day O'Connor and I think William Rehnquist were friends or something.
What about?
Lifelong platonic friends with another Supreme Court judge. Very romantic.
Stanford? Is that in
Stanford Law School in California?
Is that in California? Stanford in California?
No, Stanford is
Connecticut. Yeah. It's in Stanford, Connecticut, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I would hope so. Never know if it's like a Portland, Maine, Portland, Oregon thing.
Okay, what about like
UCLA?
UCLA? The LA there is Los Angeles.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So that's why I was why I was like UC. Well, no, because UC. I mean, this is gonna be. It's gonna hurt when he says it. It's gonna hurt.
Berkeley.
Oh, Berkeley. Let's go. No, that's California.
Yeah, but isn't that? I guess that's near like San Francisco and.
I'm feeling that one.
Berkeley, not the music school, the law school.
Berkeley, the music school is in Boston.
Right. So let's go with Berkeley.
The correct answer is Stanford.
What?
Stanford University.
Now I must hang up my sussing hat. Who should sus? Who here has the right to sus anymore?
Apparently it's Adam.
I'm actually just playing alone, I think.
Wow.
I think I'm just playing alone.
Man.
Is it my turn?
Should we even finish?
No. It's Lee's turn.
Is it Lee's turn?
It's Lee's turn.
Wait, no.
I just have all the energy. All my
energy. He started this mm-hmm. round.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking last round.
See, you want to go this way now.
Hold on.
You want to go this way now.
You went first.
Mm-hmm.
Then you went? Mm-mm. He was supposed to go. I jumped you. I'm sorry.
Why was he supposed to go? I thought we were going this way.
No. We go this way.
No. We were... That's why I said... Wait. No. You're right.
Because last round I started and then you went and then he went.
I'm telling you, man, we should flip the direction.
Doesn't matter. No, it doesn't matter.
No, we've always done this way.
None of this matters.
It doesn't matter.
It matters to my own sense of intuition.
All right.
I don't know whose turn it is.
Take it away.
Okay. In light of our conversation earlier today, Mark, a group of dolphins is called a pod. What is a group of bears called?
I'm afraid to speak. We're two people that have sussed incorrectly in the last couple questions.
You know what it is, Mark? We're going the wrong direction. It's just not right. It's unnatural. This is the Spanish flu of orientations.
We're going the direction that we've always gone in. I don't know why all of a sudden this is a thing for you.
My reality is cracking. This is not right. We've always gone.
I feel like so. I've had two correct answers that we didn't go with, and the next question, if you guys can figure out the order, whoever I'm playing with is going to say we're going with whatever Adam says, and it's going to be dead wrong.
Yeah,
dead.
That's
wrong.
Exactly what's going to happen. But maybe if we get this right, maybe this will get us back some of that mojo.
All right. Let's make an honest effort.
I've been giving an honest effort.
But I mean for real.
Now for real.
Yes.
FR.
For keeps.
All right. I'm a group of bears. It's me and a bunch of bears. Mm-hmm. We're at a gay bar.
What are my bears? Yeah.
We're at a salmon bar.
A gay salmon bar.
It's a bar full of gay salmon. Because they taste better than straight salmon.
Okay, I'm just going to keep my mouth shut. This is dangerous territory.
Where are you thinking with this? A den of bears? Because they hibernate in a den? The bear's den? Lion's den, I guess is the phrase. Bears sleep in a den, though, too, right? And
sleep in a tree trunk.
And you've got multiple bears in a den. You've got the mama bear with her baby bears. So there's multiple bears in the den. So den of bears.
What if it was also a pod? Wouldn't that be a motherfucker if he goes a group of dolphins? Because why would he have to tell us a group of dolphins called a pod?
Well, I freestyled a question like this the other night, and I set it up the same way. Mm-hmm. I said, you know, a group of iguanas is called a mess. What do you call a group of cats?
I almost always roll that way.
Yep.
I do like an easy one.
Almost
like
always.
A group of crows
I'm way too
is
into
called
my
a murder. What is a group
I'm
of
I'm going with
called?
A pod.
A group of owls is a parliament, mm-hmm. right? You're going right. with pod? We're having a disagreement here? We're splitting
yep.
up?
Yep.
I don't think it's a pod. You're splitting the party.
What splitting the party? We're two people.
I know, but we're a team,
right?
We never give two independent answers.
No, but I'm saying I don't know, and you don't know either.
I feel stronger about den than pod.
I feel that den is a bad answer, but I may be wrong.
What's a group of trivia players called?
A mess.
As iguanas.
Well, exactly.
Nerds.
Iguanas Nerds. And trivia players. Yeah. And especially trivia hosts.
A group
hosts.
Of iguanas is called a mess. What's a group of trivia players called?
Also a mess.
So what are we doing here, Adam? You're the quiz master, I guess. Are you taking two answers?
Do we have to, well, we can go for another word that isn't either of ours.
You want to keep sussing?
We can keep sussing.
This is an area that I feel like you've admitted you're interested in. I feel like you should know this, Mark.
But I don't. I've also said I've seen a lot of stuff online where people say, oh, you know, we're a group of parakeet is called? A chirp. And then you look it up and there's nothing that substantiates it. Mm-hmm. So it's a very tricky. Now, I'm not saying that he's wrong. I'm sure that he's looked it up and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
I trust him enough to have looked up, you know.
You just got to get yourself one of those 1,000-page 80-year-old dictionaries like I got and look it up there to double check. That did come in handy once. You never know when you're going to need that 80-year-old dictionary that's 1,000 pages long. I don't know, man. I don't know. Den, I feel comfortable with Den because there's at least some logic.
All right, we're going to go with Den.
Are you sure you don't want to split your answers?
Yep.
Okay. A group of bears is called, it actually has two possible names.
Okay.
Both acceptable. A sloth.
Ooh.
Or a sleuth.
I feel like I've heard that now.
A sloth or a sleuth, those are the two answers?
And I just realized, yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were just doing a different pronunciation of it, and there was another
word. No. It's two separate words, sloth or sleuth.
Mm. Okay.
Your sussing has led me to rewrite this question, which I haven't used yet anyway.
Oh, good.
Because I'm going to put a group of sloths is called a
bear. Blank.
What is a group of bears called?
I like that.
That one's going to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
That one's
going to
hurt.
That is going to hurt.
I'm rewriting it now.
That's good. Yeah, that's good. So be on the lookout if you go to Adam's
Trivia. I wonder if all your trivia players are listening to this.
It'll be a good bonus question for
some
them.
Some of them.
Give them some extra points for listening to No.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? I'm totally lost. Is it my turn?
I guess it is now.
Okay.
I don't know anymore. What's
right? We all had one, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's my number two. And I'm looking for two answers here.
I don't want your number two.
I'm looking for two answers for my number two here.
Okay.
The category is People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive. How caught up are you guys on that?
Not.
Do you know who were rated the sexiest men alive in 1991 and 1998?
No.
Okay. Well, I'll give you one last hint here. Name the only two men given the title Sexiest Man Alive by People Magazine who have died in the years since they won the title, thereby not being able to claim the title Sexiest Man Alive any longer as they have passed.
So they died in the same year.
They would have to die in the same year.
No.
Because they renew it every year.
Right.
So you lose your title anyway.
Well, okay, so they can no longer claim to be the former. They can't claim. They can't make any claims. Dead. They have no claims.
The way you made it sound originally was that they died before they were able to claim.
That's no, what I was I'm sorry. I was just okay. trying to be flowery with my...
Heath Ledger, I think, is one of them, probably.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's 98. A good
one. Yeah, I could see that. That's the right time.
91 could be River Phoenix. I can't remember when he died, but...
Yeah.
I could see him being it.
That could work.
Wasn't he just a boy, Mark?
No.
Not in the 90s.
He wasn't?
No, he's a boy in the 80s.
He died outside of the Viper Club.
Oh, I thought he was like under 18 for some reason. I don't know.
But that tells me that it's not him because he wouldn't say that. So
that's fine. I don't mind giving you that one.
That's true. Okay.
So I think
Heath Ledger's good.
I think so too.
How many do we have to come up with?
Two.
Okay.
So Heath Ledger would be 98. So we need to think of an actor in 1991 who has died since.
91.
Sexiest who is man.
Very sexy.
River Phoenix made it to 23, by the way.
Yeah. Definitely a man. A young man.
Mm-hmm. 91. What about someone like...
Well, we also have to consider that it could be a musician or something. It doesn't have to be an actor.
That's true.
But it's probably an actor.
What about Christopher Reeves? Did he ever win that title?
No.
He's not good looking enough?
No, not sexy. He was hunky, but he's not sexy.
He's handsome.
Yeah.
Handsomest man.
Yeah.
What's his title? Superman.
Superman.
Super handsome.
Wasn't he like the fourth pick for that role too? Like they worked their way down some like other more expensive actors, and he was like, "I'll settle for that."
He's like, "I'll just do it."
Couple honey thou.
Good enough for me.
Yep.
I'm not working.
Who could this be? 91? What was it? 91, 92?
91 and 98.
91.
All the other sexiest men alive are still living.
Okay.
These are the two that have died.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. 91.
George Clooney wins that thing all the time, doesn't he?
He's one of them.
Patrick Dempsey won it once, I think.
McDreamy.
Yeah, I think he did.
I wasn't concerned with who won it that was still alive.
I know.
I was on a mission.
Got it.
who's sexy be? That's died?
Kurt Cobain.
Mm-mm.
No. He's just grungy.
He died in 94. So you're not very off.
No, I'm just trying to think of 90s men who are dead. Chris Farley. That was Mad Magazine's sexiest man.
1991 was Alfred E. Newman. When did River Phoenix die? Out of curiosity.
1993.
Wow, 93? We were right on there.
Man, yeah, the dates match up and everything. Fuck.
We would have just said that if we hadn't asked.
Sorry.
No, right. No, it's
you
fine.
You must continue right. Sussing.
Who were the, like...
91, so I was 11.
What about the 80s kind of like... all those 80s actors who were real...
Corey...
Yeah.
Well, Corey Feldman and Corey Haim, I think, are both still alive.
I think Corey Feldman's is still alive.
Yeah, Corey Haim passed away.
Mm.
I'm almost certain.
Oh, so it's not him.
Yeah.
Or he would be fully certain.
He's like softball. Shit. He's like softball Kylie-ing us.
Keep going, guys.
Oh, man.
Yes, Corey Haim's Wikipedia page says was, not is. Yes. So. Oh, and here's a death date as well to confirm it.
Okay, who else was... I'm thinking, okay, so it's 91, so they were huge in the 80s. This is an 80s person.
Yeah.
Are there any, like, 80s... Is anybody dead from New Kids on the Block? Those guys were big.
Not that I know of.
But I think it's probably an actor. It almost always is.
And I mean, they're dead now. They didn't have to necessarily die. Right.
They could have died.
They could have gotten 91 and died, yeah, exactly like a year ago.
But they had to be popular in 91. Mm.
Yeah, they probably would have, like, hit peak 89, 90, something like that.
I got nothing, 91. Man. I mean, part of it is that I was born in 84.
Well, I was born in 1980.
So, I mean, you would at least be 11. I was 6 when this person was sexiest man. I didn't start looking at the sexiest men until...
What are you saying, Adam? You didn't have any male role models growing up?
Let's go with... Who in the fuck?
My dad didn't leave. Thank you.
All I had was the people's sexiest male alive contest. Who's number one?
That's what I live for.
Adam takes out an issue of People magazine... And scrawls "Daddy" on the cover.
Oh, Daddy! On the question mark
on the chest of a bare chested Brad Pitt.
No, he's alive.
Yeah, no. I know. I was just thinking about a sexy man.
I was hoping that was where you filled in the name.
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna say doctor.
I'm gonna say he was.
And I take out the magazine and you scrawl "Daddy" on the naked chest of.
What about Jim Morrison?
Neither of these men have earned their doctorate.
Was dead. Oh.
Jim Morrison is dead. Enough. Yes.
Well, yeah, he's dead, but he was dead way before 1981.
Was he?
Or 91.
When did he die? 80s?
70s.
Yeah. Maybe it is a musician. Let's go with I'm trying to think of like bummer drug overdoses.
Yeah.
Which is really great.
Mm-hmm.
For my soul. Heath Ledger and...
We already locked in that answer.
Well, let's ask this. Is Heath Ledger right?
Neither of these gentlemen died of a drug overdose.
So we're wrong with even Heath Ledger.
Whoops.
Yeah, I think we should just call it. Yeah. Marlon Brando and Christopher Reeve.
The individual who died that got the 1991 spot died of cancer. Does that help at all?
Nope.
Mm-mm.
Patrick Swayze.
Oh.
We should have.
The winner of 1998.
We should have thought later deaths for sure.
The one who won in 1998 died in a plane crash.
The Big Bopper.
I know what you're talking
about. Late for that.
Yeah, I know. Very late for that.
Mm-hmm.
A plane crash.
A plane crash? 1998.
What? Aaliyah?
I know. That was the same.
Man.
I was like, "Who is?" I was like, "Who is in the plane with Aaliyah?"
Jeez, can't joke on this freaking thing with you, Craig. I know. I know it's Sexiest Man. I have no idea.
Well, Mark, if at first you don't succeed, dust yourself off and try again. That's an Aaliyah line. But the answer is John F. Kennedy Jr.
Oh, what? Mm-hmm. I would never have gotten.
We were not going to get that.
It was bachelor mode.
Okay, we were not going to get that.
Yeah, but I was never going to get that.
He was 98 sexiest.
Mm-hmm.
Man, what?
98 sexiest.
So he did die right after being nominated, basically.
Wow.
Yeah.
Bummer.
Mm-hmm. Swayze made it a little longer. He got to enjoy that title for a little bit longer.
Those Kennedys.
Mm-hmm.
Had a
Spanish flu. It's here.
It's coming back. Make another swing around.
H1N1.
In the this cul-de-sac of life.
There it is.
Oh, okay. Is it my turn? I'm all lost. I think it is.
If we're going counterclockwise.
Is it? How many questions have we had?
That was my second, so I'm done for this round. I can't wait to get a fucking door out of this room.
I've asked one. I was just going to say, man... If any of you listeners out there are considering Patreon support,
do we have any Patreon?
We are in dire
need. We're so close
to having a close-up
studio. Do we have any Patreons? Oh, Tim Clark, wherever you are, I know you're not a Patreon, but if you could fashion us a door out of a piece of oak, just a heavy piece of wood, we'll send you dimensions.
Just send us a canoe with hinges on it.
maybe I'll just fly it back with me when I go to Maine. All right, here's your second question. The only two island countries in the Middle East are Cyprus and what island in the Persian Gulf?
Cyprus was the one that I knew, which is where cauliflower came from.
Hmm. Is Oman, is that an island? No, that's a peninsula.
No, that's not the answer. Don't say wrong answers. I only want right answers, Adam. Please.
Oh, this is where you got to set them up.
Exactly. I'm staying out of this.
You got to say, all right, Adam, I'm going to get you started and then you finish it. The only two island countries in the Middle East are, of course...
Cyprus
and
Dr.
Parnassus.
Dr. Oman Jr.
No.
Oman.
As the prophecy states, we're supposed to sus. We go with your answer, but we can't go with your answer.
Question mark, prophet.
Is Malta? Malta's in the Mediterranean. You said it's a Middle Eastern country?
Yes.
And it's an island nation?
Yes.
Is it a sovereign nation?
I don't know.
Perfect.
It is a sovereign state.
Okay.
I dream
Lee
of...
Lee looks like... I was just going to say, you look like you're having a nightmare.
I dream of one day getting a geography question right on the podcast. This will not be it.
Yeah, I never will, I don't think. I don't know that I ever have, and I don't know that I ever will.
I have more geography questions for you guys.
Oh, thank God.
Based on your knowledge of the answer, is this a country that you think that I'm familiar with?
Yes, you both have heard of it.
Oh, damn it.
Okay, Lee. So unless you're going through a whole bunch of, like, a long list of countries in your head that you're not speaking out loud...
No, I'm not.
I know that Malta is an island nation... I do not think it's in the Middle East. I know it's in the Mediterranean. but at
it's
least
not South Pacific.
Malta? South Pacific. No.
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 All right.
It's Malta.
Well, I don't. Okay. Malta. Ask me something else about Malta. I'll give you no information. That's starts with M, ends with Alta. It's an island. I just found that out.
They have one of the best. They have a university with one of the best game design graduate degrees in the world. But all I was going to say is
it's in the Mediterranean.
I know that it's near the right region, ish, and it is a sovereign nation, a sovereign island nation. But that's all I can think of.
Adam, I hear what you're saying, but I can't.
Plan B. That's a plan B answer, is it, what that is.
I can't go with it because, as the prophecy stipulates.
True. It's true.
You will get it wrong. Need,
that's true.
Oh, man. And you don't prophecy, seem sure about it,
unless
though.
That prophecy but, is for the next question.
All right. Well, if we go with Malta and it's wrong, I get to say I told you so. If yes. we go with Malta and it's right, we win. And I'll say that I can
you.
Help
it's a win-win
solve
win for
a correct
you.
Geography question finally. It's a win-win. Let's do
win
it. For you. Malta.
It is a 2-day and 16-hour drive from Malta, which is located at the bottom of Italy.
You can't drive from Malta. Malta's an island.
If you could. Say you take a ferry.
Okay.
To the country, the sovereign state of Bahrain.
Bahrain. Bahrain.
Bahrain.
But it is.
I can't name looking, Bahrain.
Glancing over at that map, you can see that it is nearish the right region.
Yeah, okay.
You got your phone in portrait mode, and well, you're not super zoomed.
At least the prophecy's done with now.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
we true. Have a, we can right. we burnt that question. It's fine.
Perfect.
All right. And Adam, it is time for your last question of this round.
All right, so I also have a like magazine cover question all that right. I had prepared before
wow.
you. I know.
I like when these little coincidences work themselves I out. Know. Mark was so disappointed.
I know. All right, so this one is, every year, Time Magazine does a special Person of the Year issue, originally titled Man of the Year. In 1982, what inanimate object was Time Magazine's Man of the Year?
Inanimate object.
Correct. What, not who, 82. What was the Man of the Year, 1982?
Hmm. Interesting question. What do you think of my People Magazine question, by the way?
I good. Liked it.
Very hard.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very, very hard.
Yeah, nobody got that live.
Yeah.
Maybe it needs some work, actually. Maybe it needs a hint.
A small hint.
Yeah. I wonder, I feel like I'm going to like the answer to this question, like it's like a pun, maybe, or something like that. This is an interesting question. It's another exclusive magazine cover, like an mm-hmm. exclusive event for a magazine cover.
The personal computer? Too early. I mean, they had computers then.
I got it.
What is it?
The Walkman. 82? It was like one of the most popular inventions when it came out. Like, everybody was buying them like they were iPods.
I feel
it's
like...
It's Man of the Year. It's the right time period.
Walkman.
Mm-hmm.
That is clever. I don't think it's right, but if you want to go with it, I'll go with it.
Well, let's keep that as a back pocket answer if you want to keep sussing. It just popped in my head out of nowhere.
Yeah,
it's
I don't know. I just
object.
Don't. I just don't
so
think. Yeah, I
if
just
it's
don't.
A qualifier.
I just don't think it like had a big enough profound effect to win Man of the Year or Person of the Year.
I mean, think about it. Before that, you just
okay,
had the
Walkman.
Boomboxes.
Let's go with Walkman.
You know, it's a big jump.
Walkman.
Yep.
The curse has moved from me to Mark. The 1982 Time Magazine Man of the Year, the computer.
The computer?
The computer.
Oh, no.
Are you happy?
No.
Are you happy now?
No.
Oh, guess what really moved the world? I can listen to fucking Bruce Springsteen right in my ears, though. Yeah, great.
I was born in the Computer, USA.
Computers automatically.
Born in the USA.
Computing
first
stuff.
First compact disc.
Oh, Jesus.
Good callback. Good, good. All right, well, with that, we end our second round. And our bad luck streak continues. But we're going to be back in round three with some final questions. Stick around.
So the computer was the first inanimate object to be Man of the Year.
Mm.
In 1988, the Endangered Earth was Man of the Year.
Well, I mean, you want to split hairs about a disease being a natural event. How about a computer's not a fucking man? How about that?
But
let's get that out of the way. Ask Wikipedia. Is a computer a man?
A Walkman is
a man. Do you remember my wording, though? What inanimate object was Man of the Year?
Yeah. No inanimate object
but
is a man.
But a Walkman would have still fit the qualifier established by the magazine. This is a total...
But it's still not a man.
In 1950, it was the American Fighting Man.
The American Fighting Man in 1950? Wow. The American Fighting Man. You have to say it with that transatlantic accent.
Like the sound of the reel.
Mm-hmm. Look at him flex his biceps as he punches the air. He poses for the ladies on the beach, but don't worry, he won't get sand in his eyes.
Do you know, so 2006, it was you. That was the man.
That's what I was hoping you were going to ask that question, because I was like, ooh, I knew they did
and,
you.
And I don't know what the cover... looks like
it was a,
tell me it was a mirror.
Yeah, it was a mirror. It was like a reflective sticker.
I love that. That's lame. Super lame. I love it.
Like a little frame around.
Very cheesy. Yeah.
So I'm looking through, this isn't my last question, let me just ask it to you. What magazine offered readers exclusive close-ups of Rosie O'Donnell's infected finger?
Is it the it's Inquirer? Not Oprah's magazine, it's Rosie's magazine.
Rosie,
yeah.
Hey guys, we got the exclusive scoop on Rosie O'Donnell's finger. It's her magazine. You see her guys be like, guys, look at my finger, take pictures of it, put it in.
Oh man.
Terrible.
Yeah, it's pretty gross.
All right, who is last? I believe it's Adam.
Mm-hmm.
And then me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you. That's the order we go in here.
Okay.
That's the flow.
If you say so.
I do.
So I'm going to give you guys a choice.
I hate my life.
Mark, how about you choose this time?
A choice between. We've had too many geography questions already, so I'm gonna leave that off. I'm gonna leave off the geography. A choice between language and linguistics, or science.
I'm not guessing.
Mark.
I'm not doing it.
There's a clear answer here.
Okay, what is it?
It's language and linguistics.
Okay.
We're both word guys. We're not going with
here
science.
We go.
Couple of word guys.
A duo.
According to the Corpus of Contemporary American English, what word is the most frequently used word in the English language?
One more time.
According to the Corpus of Contemporary American English, what word is the most frequently used word in the English language? And if you don't know what the Corpus of Contemporary American English is, it is a collection of, like, scripts, novels, any form of writing, speeches, radio shows, like it's anything spoken or read.
Okay.
In English, they collect a sample of like something like 5 billion okay, pages.
Yeah, who gives a shit?
I'm just saying like that's how they how they gather it.
Three so words it's out of pop everything. Into my mind: the, a, and me.
Those all make sense. I don't think it's me.
I don't think so either. The idea that me,
there's more me's than the's.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Let's scratch it.
According to Time Magazine, it's you.
I think it's the. And I'll tell you, I do know that the letter E occurs more in the English language than any other letter. So,
yeah,
which one of those words has an E in it? Is it the or is it A?
Or is it me?
Is A the most? No, don't do that. Don't you do that. Don't bring us back. The.
I think we're going to go with the.
Wait, maybe maybe it's love.
No.
It's the. The.
Not only is it the most frequently used word in the question, but it is also
the answer.
Yeah.
Answer.
The. Nice.
Okay.
I was trying to count them in the question, actually, and I was like, I think there's three. And then there I was like, three, wait, yeah. There's three. I think it says word three times as well. And I was like, shit.
You but guys it's not word. Definitely got the easy question.
Yeah.
The science question was harder, but thank more
you.
Fun.
All right. Let me give you guys an option.
Mm-hmm.
TV or technology.
I think technology.
TV.
We'll say on three. Uh-huh. One, two, three.
TV.
Technology.
Okay.
Oh boy. Now we're fractured by our choice. You're just gonna have to choose, actually, Mark, I think.
All right, I'm gonna go with TV. This is like
you'll
that. This is like that golden balls wait. Question.
Oh no. Maybe it's another Grey's Anatomy question. Did not work out last time.
No.
Name three of the girls on the show Facts of Life.
Never watched it.
No.
Great choice, Lee.
Tina. Sarah. And,
You never watched Facts of Life?
Wait. Uh-huh. Wait.
Uh-oh. We've had a breakthrough. He's breaking out in a cold sweat.
One of them's got a weird name. Like an interesting name.
All right. I'm... Zero.
I'll just give you the other one since you guys have never watched it.
It's not Punky Brewster, is it?
The girls' names aren't, no. Joe, Tootie, Blair, Natalie, and Cindy.
Oh, no weird name.
Here is the other question. You didn't
think Tootie was a weird name?
No, it's normal.
That's why I thought it was a weird name.
Oh, there's no weird name.
That's two of my sister's names.
here's the technology question. What does the television acronym HDMI stand for?
High definition something interface.
I was right there with you, but then you said something for M. I agree with the other
one.
What
I was doing here, do you remember the doctor question?
Oh, you're setting me up. Oh. High
definition.
Modular.
Interface. Modular is what I was thinking.
Mm.
But I feel like modular doesn't
make it's not really modular.
No. Although, I don't know, because it carries sound and video.
Do you think hyphenated is allowed movie watching? High definition movie watching interface? Because that's what I use it for.
I think that's a terrible answer.
Oh, okay. don't write that down. What would be related?
Multimedia.
Multimedia.
Or media.
Oh. Media. Media high and multimedia are the same thing, kind of. Let's just go with media.
High definition.
They would have thought media interface. High definition media interface.
And we're back to Adam. High definition multimedia
interface. Oh, no.
It's right in your grasp.
Wow. The devil's moving through me today. All right.
Santa Claus is moving through you.
Now, now, this is a baseball question.
Oh, no.
There's no reason for the curse to take effect here.
Okay.
You should know this.
Because I know nothing about baseball.
Don't he do should that. Know this. But don't this, do that. The reason, even though I think that this is something that you would get, the reason I want to include it here, because I think this is a good trivia fact to know.
Okay.
What outfielder for the Oakland A's is Major League Baseball's most prolific, quote-unquote, man of steel, not only having stolen more bases at 1,406 than any other player in their career, but also being the only player in Major League Baseball history to steal more than 1,000 bases at all? Who is that player?
I know it.
I know three baseball players.
Who are they?
Babe Ruth.
Not him.
Nolan Ryan.
Pitcher.
And, I know these are wrong, but.
I know.
Oh. What was the other one?
Is the third one Ricky Henderson?
It's Ricky Henderson. That's the third one.
Wow, that's so crazy. We're going to go with Ricky Henderson because it's the third one he knows that isn't a pitcher.
That's absolutely right, Adam. It is Ricky Henderson. Good job.
The curse is broken.
It's broken.
Amazing.
Tap hands. Yay.
All right. Well, we're leaving it on a high note.
Yeah.
At least, right?
Absolutely.
Right, guys?
Yeah.
This has been really stressful, but Adam, also a lot of fun, honestly.
So, yes.
A lot of fun. So thanks for
It's always a pleasure when you come back to town.
Yeah. Mm. And it's great to see you in person. And hopefully this season, maybe we can do another international trivia or something.
I wish your wonderful wife was here to be here with us. But
I know.
She has voice fear.
Voice fear?
She doesn't have voice fear. That was me that has voice fear.
Yeah, he has voice fear.
Well, I get it.
Yeah.
Anyways, Adam, so yes. You said August 14th is your presumed start back up date.
Yep, for 5:30 p.m.
at Fashioning Beer in Changchun, China.
Changchun.
Okay, I'll correct that on my. I'll go back and I'll edit it out of all the episodes.
Edit all of it.
And what was the sheep again?
Yung.
Chinese for sheep. All right. That concludes this episode of the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast. My name is Quizmaster Lee. You can check out No Nonsense Trivia Live on Mondays at 7 p.m. at Palace Pub and Wine Bar in Cape Coral. Tuesday's a gather for Ladies Night Trivia in Cape Coral. That also starts at 7 p.m. Wednesdays, we're at Bury Me Brewing Company in Fort Myers again at 7 p.m. You can catch Mark Davis hosting Trivia at Nice Guys Pizza on Wednesdays at 9 p.m.
What up?
Then each and every Thursday evening, we're at Number 3 Craft Brews and Beer Bar in downtown Cape Coral. That show is starting at 7:30. Thanks for listening. Join us every Monday morning for a new episode by subscribing to the No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on your favorite podcast platform. I'm noticing all the thes now.
So, a lot of them.
So many. You can support the No-No in several ways. The easiest by sharing this episode in your social media accounts with your friends. You can also leave us a written review on your favorite podcast platform. You can support the podcast on Patreon by visiting our website, thenono.com, and clicking the support link at the top, which will take you to our Patreon page. Thank you, by the way, to our Patreon supporters for helping us out with the show. Thanks to our quiz daddies, Tommy from the Electric Mud and Tim from San Diego, member of the trivia team going by Pat's Garden Service. Thanks to our team captains, Kristen and Fletcher. And thanks to our new proverbial lightkeeper, Dylan, who informed me this week at the Palace that the games Wolfenstein and Doom take place in the same universe. Are you guys familiar with this?
Well, they look exactly the same, so I
made by the same company.
Right, but I had no idea there's character name connections, too. So there's actually a canonical connection, and it's pretty cool. Didn't know that. Thanks also to our other proverbial lightkeepers, Justin, Cooper, Elise, Aaron, Sarah, Brina, Carly, Christopher, Josh, Max, Lucas, Sean, and Gil. Big thanks also to our Rumble Snailskins, Efren, Steven, Michael C, and Michael J. If you'd like to write us with a Rate My Question or miscorrection at nononsensetrivia@gmail.com, you can. And please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube at No Nonsense Trivia and on Twitter at No Non Trivia. We have a Facebook group you can join as well to chat with other listeners. Or myself, Mark, even Adam. Mm-hmm. Just search for No Nonsense Trivia Podcast on Facebook. Check that out. And finally, don't forget to leave us a rating as Adam has on your favorite podcast service. Five stars only, please.
Also, can I just say this is the last episode without football until February, and I'm very excited about that.
Does that mean you're going to be bringing some football questions?
Maybe. It'll probably mean that I'll be either very excited or very sad, depending on how the Patriots play this year.
It could mean that Mark purchased a football for you, Lee, as a gift.
Oh, we can toss it back and forth. The last one without
football.
Questions.
This is the last episode without football. From here to the end of the show.
Until February, I said. To work out your daddy issues, you guys are going to have a catch.
We both got enough father issues, I'm sure.
Until next time, no nonsense listeners, have a great week.